I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, what do you mean top of the Nigerian head?
Okay,
that just means we're resilient. Thank you very much.
It's so offensive, man.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pink Matter, a podcast that discusses the modern woman. I'm Sam Ray.
And I'm Jamila Joie. Follow us on SoundCloud and Twitter at ThePinkMatter, and we are also available on iTunes and Audioboom.
Also, follow us on our personal Twitters at LoveSaray
and at Jamila Joie. And don't forget,
on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
Sorry, I got something.
I knew you were going to speak that. You're an idiot.
So, do you think names predict a child's future?
Names. No, actually. I think if you want to live up to your name, then maybe you could work towards it, like, as you grow up.
But yeah.
I don't think it predicts a child's future. Why do you?
What's your name?
Victory. Victory.
Okay, see, because my name is Jamila, right? And my name means beautiful. Mm-hmm. And my mum named me that because, well, you know, I'm beautiful. So I always thought, like, maybe that's, like, your name's actually not predicted, but it's a great omen of what your future will be, because like, my middle name is Joy and all of that. So to me, it felt like, yeah, I feel like this is a great way for me to live up to my name. I make people happy. I'm beautiful. This is that. Your name is Victory.
I'm a winner. It's true. So yeah, no, definitely, actually, because, but I got my name because of something. But I feel like, as I've grown up, sometimes when I'm not doing something, I'm like, oh, Victory, live up to your name. Your name's Victory, man. Don't leave. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. So yeah, actually, no, I get that. That's true.
Well, we are back on Pink Matter. Hi, everyone. I am Jamila Joie, and I am here with
Victory.
Yeah. So Sam has gone into half maternity leave, so she will be back on the next episode. But today we have Victory with us, and Victory is going to be helping me with today's podcast. Don't forget to send all your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or what's the other one? curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter. Before we get started with the show, I still have more questions for you. What do you do, Victory?
What do? I do nothing. I'm joking. I work in retail. It's amazing. I write. I'm gonna start saying that. I write. I'm a writer.
Oh yeah, you finally like launched your blog.
Yeah, I finally started my blog. Ugh, bloody hell. After putting up for ages. Yeah, that's it, man. And I'm an avid social media user, as the people that follow me know. Hey guys.
Where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on my Twitter, Queen Victory with two I's, no spaces. That's the only place I want you to find me, actually. Yeah, that's it, man.
So your blog, why did you finally decide to put one out?
Because, right, I've always liked writing, and I've always felt like when I don't write for ages, I get, not that I get bad at it, but I start to lose my touch. So I try and write as much as possible. Like, if you see my notes on my phone, I've got so many different things I've written. Articles, pieces, poems, everything. But they're just there for myself. And sometimes I send it to my friends and stuff, but more time it's just no one sees it. So I just thought, yeah. And people keep telling me, like, they've been telling me, start a blog, put your voice out there, do something, be something. So I thought, yeah, you know, it's about time. And for so long I thought, oh, what if I'm not good at it? What if no one likes it? What if no one reads it? And I just thought, you know, fuck it.
I've always liked your pieces. Like, you know, when you used to write for Snatch, yeah. I always liked your pieces.
I really miss writing for Snatch, yeah.
I'm not really part of Snatch anymore. I don't, oh wow, oh sorry, is this like a revelation?
Yeah.
Well, for now anyway, like, I'm Snatched and I have parted ways. Like, there's no drama between me and Vivian. It's just that I have Pink Matter to focus on, and I have uni as well to focus on. So I don't have more than two hands. So I will try to do snatch again one day, maybe. But believe me, I'll stay still there. You know, I'm still iconic. Yeah, so
definitely.
So, yeah. Let's get started with the show.
Yes.
Want to achieve that celebrity look you've been eyeing on Instagram? Look no further. Hair Rest provides quality luxury virgin hair extensions and is one of the biggest luxury hair companies in the UK that ships internationally.
Donned by the likes of Lyra Galore, Letitia Grace and other beauties, you too can achieve that goddess-like look. Luckily for you, we have a discount code for our listeners. So head over to hairrest.co and use the discount code PINKMATTER to get coins off your purchases.
So on today's episode, Pink Matter discusses colorism. I think it's become a quite it's been a topic that a lot of people have been discussing recently, especially with District the Club and just people in general. You know, when we discuss preferences, we discuss stuff like that. So I'll start by asking this, Victory, what are your views on colorism?
Oh my god, I have so many views. If anyone follows me on Twitter, they know that I have so many views on colorism. I feel like it's so toxic. I hate the fact that a lot of people to this day still don't accept that it exists. Still so many people believe that, you know, it's just like, it's not that real, it's not that big of an issue. I hate the fact that people don't talk about it as much. I like the fact that now it's actually getting spoken about a lot more, but there's still those people who still say, oh no, but why do you care so much, it's not that deep. It annoys me. But I do think it's very sad. I feel like dark-skinned women are still underrepresented in the media. I still believe that there's still so many little comments that are made about, you know, people with darker skin stuff, and it's just frustrates me.
I think, you know, people are like, oh, it's not your shade, it's just that you're ugly. And I feel like that's so reductive to say that it's because of someone's level of attractiveness or level of beauty to say that's why people don't find them attractive. It goes way beyond that. It goes to the point where young girls can internalize, you know, feelings about being dark, wanting to bleach. And then that's when we get into like talking about bleaching and stuff like that. Yeah. Because you know what it is? In today's society, we are not, okay, obviously I can't speak as a, you know, not a dark skinned woman, but I'm a black woman. So I can speak as a black woman and say, I have seen colorism from a very young age and how it affects people and all of that. So for example, like my mom, she used to be very, before she had me, she was very like light skinned, like she was almost white. And then she had me and she went really, really dark. Not really dark, she's still lighter than me. But she went dark. She went darker. So with her, she hated the fact that she was never her original colour. But these times she's still very light. And then like for me, for example, me and my brother is very dark. He's like the darkest in my entire family. And then it's like my dad, then it's me, then it's my mum. So me, they'd always compare me to my brother saying, oh, it's so good that you got a yellow skin tone because, you know, if you were darker, you wouldn't be as beautiful and this, that. Yeah. And obviously, I never internalized stuff like, oh, yeah, darker is ugly. But it still, like, resonated with me as I grew up. Like, people actually see darker skin people as ugly.
Definitely do. And it's really annoying. Like, me as well, like, I can completely relate to that. Like, I went to Nigeria recently. And when I got there, people were like, oh, make sure your skin stays like this, don't let yourself get darker, your skin's so fair. And obviously, like, thank you for complimenting my skin, like, that's nice, but it's just kind of like, it's not what you're saying, it's what you're not saying, because then you're saying that, you know, if I was darker, I wouldn't be as pretty, or I wouldn't, and it was just kind of like, and like, even sometimes, like, my mum doesn't do it anymore, but before she used to say things that, like, Victory, make sure you don't use that cream so you don't get too dark, like, keep your skin tone, keep yourself light, and I used to be like, mum, like, stop saying that. I found it so annoying, because there's literally, it seems like skin tone in the black is such an issue, it's such a non-issue that people have made it issue. Like, if you don't find dark, like I've always said it, if you don't find darker skin attractive, that's fine. If you say that you don't find it attractive, I'm not attracted to them, nobody, like all these men that say they just want us to love dark skin girls, like no one cares. Like, if you don't love, like, don't find them attractive, that's your business. Just don't insult dark skin.
I don't even think you can say I don't like dark skin. You know, when you say you have a preference, you can say I prefer this. You do not say I do not prefer this. When you say I do not prefer this, that means that you are literally going out of your way to say, yeah, this is not like it's not wanted.
There's
like for
it.
Me, for example, I guess you could say my preference, not really my preference, because I've barely dated any dark skin guys with big noses, but my preference is a dark skin guy with big noses. with a big nose. But that's not to say that, oh yeah, I won't date a lighter skin guy, or I won't date a brown skin guy, or I won't date even a white guy. I mean, my ex is white, so it's not to say, wow, okay, Vixie just giving me the eyes today. Okay, I guess it was another revelation. But again, that's not to say I won't do that. So I don't say I do not prefer this, this, that. But what I say is I prefer this. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make. They think saying what you don't like is preference, and that's not what it is. Saying what you like is preference. Saying what you don't like is insult.
And especially the way you state it. Like, if you say something like, I don't like dark skinned girls, man. Light skinned girls are just more ladylike. Like, what are you talking about?
What the fuck does that mean? What does that even mean? What does that mean? I think that's so offensive.
Oh, it's so offensive. And then when you get angry, they're like, oh, it's not that deep, right? In your feelings. And it's just kind of like, shut up. Because, first of all, you're probably ugly anyway, so no one's checking for you. That's just number one. Number two, it's like, you can state your preference, quote unquote, without beating and pushing anyone down. And same like with me, I like dark skinned guys. I've always liked dark. And a lot of people say dark skinned guys are only in trend now or whatever, but I've always, and when I look at dark skinned guys, I'm just like, yeah, but I don't see light skinned guys as any different. I've actually heard girls say, oh, I couldn't get with a light skinned guy, like they're not manly,
they're cry babies, yeah, or whatever.
I don't agree with that, and I feel like, you know what, that does tie into colorism, I guess.
I think I can admit, yeah, that I've probably made a few light skinned jokes in my time, yeah. But at the same time, I can recognise where I've gone wrong in that, because I don't see, like, now, as I've gotten older, I don't see light skin any different to dark skin, apart from the fact that I prefer dark skin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So other than that, I don't see, like, the difference in masculinity or the difference in anything. I just think, as people, it's very human of us to always cuss something, and I don't understand why. I think especially in black people, it's very colorism is very inherent in us, because I was thinking of something the other day, you know, when Lupita first came out and everyone was calling her beautiful and all of that, and what they did was they took her and Amber Rose and they put, like, they basically colored Amber Rose in some brown and they made Lupita look white, and they're like, oh yeah, see, it's not about skin tone. I think I was just like, you guys are fucking retards.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Like, that's so retarded. First of all, Amber Rose is very beautiful, don't get me wrong, and Lupita, I think now I think she's very pretty. Yeah. Like, before I didn't, and I think that maybe that was the colorism inherent in me or anything, because I think she has a very pretty face, she has a pretty smile, she has a great body. So for me, now that I look back at it, I think maybe I've always, like, as black people, we have colorism inherent in us. Like, it's something that's actually just embedded in the way we look at people.
Yeah.
Because there was no reason, like, now I look back, I don't know why I did not think Lupita was pretty.
I don't know. I agree, kind of. Because when Lupita first came out, when I first saw her anyways, I thought this woman has amazing skin, because I've always been obsessed with, like, one-toned, smooth skin, spotless.
Lucky for some.
Skin. Yeah. I was like, this woman's got lovely skin. I didn't like her haircut. Like, she had a haircut. I didn't like it. But the thing is, right, what frustrated me is when people, on Twitter anyways, when I saw it, people would be like, Lupita's beautiful. Then one dickhead boy would come and say, like, you're only saying that because she's dark skin. Like, how dare you? That's your colorism showing. Because if I'm saying this woman's beautiful to me, for you to say that is showing the problem you have. Because I don't feel like everybody was just saying it because
dark skin. If
there were people saying it just because of dark skin, okay, that's up to them. But I don't feel like that was the reason. I like to see the best in people, I guess. So I just said, well, this woman's got beautiful skin. Now, recently, I've been seeing her on magazine covers thinking, yes, bitch.
Like she looks really good.
Madness. Exactly. And that's fine. Like, I feel like she got so much stick, this woman. Especially not just, like, online. Like, even in the media, like, so many people had so much to say about her. And they were like, she shouldn't wear bright colours. Like, she works bright colours. Like, I don't know.
Bright colours are her thing.
But, yeah.
I think bright colours look fantastic on dark skin women, like Viola Davis and Co. Like, I think it looks really great on them. So I think, I think colorism is definitely embedded in us, and I think maybe it's a thing that's passed down by generations.
But we need to unlearn it. Like, I'm so happy that I've kind of unlearned it, because I remember, like, when I was younger, I used to say words like blick, and I used to think it was an issue. Like, I used to think, and the thing is, I've always been attracted to dark skin guys, but I'll still call a dark skin guy blick, because to me it wasn't a negative thing, it was just kind of like
a description.
I would say it, but I realized how damaging it could be, like it, and it's so damaging, like, and the self-esteem. Like, I had a friend who, you know, she used to say, like, oh, she had so much anxiety around, like, dark skin guys, and this girl, she's absolutely beautiful, she's stunning, and I was just like, that was like the first time I think I really opened my eyes, and I was just kind of like, yo, like, this girl genuinely felt like she could never be around a black boys, because they were the ones, not all of them, but you know what I mean? Like, it was them that had kind of attacked her for her skin colour and how she looked and stuff like that. And now those same black boys are calling her up. But
hey, shit. Yeah. I think another mistake we make is that colourism only affects women as well. It affects men as well. I think the only difference is that I don't know if this is a common trait within men, but they just don't hold on to things as long, or the way they hold on to it, it won't be that. Like, okay, for example, how am I trying to put this? Okay, so for a woman, she will hold on to the fact that it's her skin that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it was a man, it wouldn't be that his skin is a problem. It would be whoever called him that is now the problem.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
okay.
You know, that. You can look at people, you can say, like, there's some guys I can look at and say, yeah, I could tell he dates lighties, and I could tell he dates white girls and all of that. Those are the kind of guys I'm talking about. Like, that's their solution to how they react to colorism. Whereas with women, it's more internal, and they're more like, oh, I want to bleach so I can look like those.
And but what frustrates me is I understand the plight of dark skin men as well. I understand it's not right, and even light skin men. But what I don't like it is when you use that as a counter. Like,
exactly.
That bothers me so much. Like, when we're talking about, but dark skin guys, back in the day, dark skin guys, they used to call me.
Speak about it on your own time then.
You know what I mean?
Why did you guys only start crying when we started crying? Like, what the hell? You any follow back?
And it just shows that you don't actually care about the situation. You're not even that bothered with it. You just want a reason. And it's just so nasty. Like, that's the only word I can use to describe it. Like, it's so nasty.
It's
like,
so petty. It's petty. It's so petulant. I think even with when we were discussing district and we were talking about how, we don't get why black men don't support us, because and they were like, oh yeah, but when it was us, you guys, like, shut the fuck up.
Literally.
Like, shut up. Shut up.
It's such a stupid comeback. Like,
you're crying because we didn't back you. You're actually crying because we didn't back you. Like, when have we never not backed you? It's so ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but when you guys are talking about, you know, getting stopped by the police and stuff, we're there. Black women are there. So when you try and make it seem like we don't... when you try and make it seem like we don't... But what? Like, it bothers me so much. And another thing that bothers me, actually, is that they don't... Apart from the fact that they don't even want to recognise the plight of dark-skinned women, they try and make it, you know, like, it's a... Like, they try and make it...
Into a non-issue.
Yeah, like, it's nothing. Like, okay, why do you care? Like, why do you care that you can't get into district? You see, with the district thing, Fox district, we're to Stormzy, but, like, with that... My problem with the district thing is I would never... You couldn't pay me to go there. But even if, people who are going there, number one, go in there expecting to get in, because if you get in and you actually go in and enjoy yourself, you're a dickhead. That's one. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
What do you think is worse? Going and not getting in, or going and getting in?
I don't even know. I think it's just both as bad as each other. But I wouldn't go. But if I was to go, I would go there to do some petty shit. Like, I'll turn tables over.
Listen, that's why I said, you know what they did, when one particular girl was saying that, oh, black people weren't behaving, quote unquote, behaving in district. Ooh. And people, and I was like, well, to me, that's basically a political statement. That's you saying that, fuck district then. Like, fuck up the place for them.
Yeah.
Show them that their money is not wanted. Like, you can waste their money. Because to me, I don't understand, if you're going to go district and you get in, why are you just there sitting down?
Yeah.
No, stand up.
Fuck up their place.
Smash their bottles.
Like,
everything.
Because that's ridiculous. And district, they disgust me because they haven't even tried to, like, you know, say, all right, we're kind of sorry if this is how we feel, you guys feel. Nothing. They actually laugh. Like, they make it, it's a joke. Like, okay, don't come then. Like, it's just kind of like, you're an establishment. Like, on Twitter, the things I see them say, and if you go into their likes on their Twitter, it's just them liking tweets of people supporting district and, like, people insulting the people that say anything bad against district. And it's just kind of like, oh, man, why would you want to go to a place like that? And for the people who go there, and, you know, when they don't get in, that's when they decide they want to remember that, you know, they have black pride.
No.
Like,
next time. When you go there, they don't let you in. You better sit down there and wait.
Wait.
Sit down there. Wait for them to let you in or there. Look at you. You're going to go force yourself to go to somewhere that doesn't want you. I'm waiting for someone to make a club. Like, I'm waiting for someone black to make a black club for black people where we can turn up and not worry about being darker than a paper bag.
Literally.
To get in.
It's so annoying. And also, like, when they say, oh, black people don't know how to act, blah, blah. Have you not seen football hooligans, or have they closed down the stadiums because of football hooligans? Like, it's just an excuse. It's just more and more excuses. Black people don't know how to act. White people don't know how to act. People don't know how to act.
I think that's really offensive about black people don't know how to act. Excuse me, okay? We've been acting for so many years, okay? We've been acting. We've been so nice and kind and respectful and all of that bullshit. And it didn't get us. It didn't get us anywhere. So sorry if I want to get into a club and I now have to be... Who behaves in a club?
Literally, you're drunk. You're having fun. Like, what do you mean? And
what am I supposed to do? Sit down and take pictures for Instagram only?
I'm trying to turn up.
Mate, like, if I smash your bottles, I'm smashing them because, you know, I'm enjoying myself. Yes. And I thought it was so cheeky of them to do a Ghanaian Independence Day. Like, really? Really? How are the black people going to get in? How are they going to get in? Is it going to be white people celebrating Ghanaian independence?
And a certain person that went that thought they wanted to do campaign manager for them. Like, I was just like, girl, bye. And
I think that's really, I think, especially when it comes to people that you support, you know, but again, I don't know, I'm a bit conflicted on that because I think the first time I think I heard about District being racist was when Karrueche and Omarion came, right?
Oh.
And Karrueche, she still went and Omarion didn't because he heard about the racism and everything, yeah. And everyone was like berating Karrueche for it. And for me, I don't know, I was a bit conflicted on it because I was thinking, listen, I'm not trying to stop anybody's coin. So if someone's going to pay me to go somewhere, I'm going to take the money. However, I commend Marion for not going because he didn't go because it was racist, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit conflicted on that.
Nah, to be honest, I can't lie, man. I would be one of those people because I understand. Obviously, Karrueche, you do your thing, but I understand that the kind of person I am, my principles are so important to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I hold them to such a high standard. So, if I felt like, no, because, like, if I was a celebrity and I have black girl supporters who can't get into the club, why am I going to go with that? The people that are supporting me are being shunned by these people, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go there and do, hey, hi. Like, no, I would feel guilty. But at the same time, I wouldn't shame Karrueche for it because at the end of the day, you know, get your coins, girl. I mean, do what you're doing.
You got to do what you got to do in this day and age.
Yeah.
I think another thing, someone made a good point. They said that, you know, when people make the point that, oh, why are you guys still going?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, the reason why I'm worried about District is not because I want to get in, it's because I want it to fail.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's a great
actually
point.
A great point.
I want it to fail too. Yep.
District has to fail because for it to still be an establishment that is here in this day and age, 2017, in London, the most multicultural city in the UK.
It's ridiculous.
Like, there's no reason for you to be saying that, oh, darker people can't get in.
Yeah. And I'm even though District are dickheads, like, I'm not, it's not just District. There's so many nightclubs that do this. District just happened to get the most press for it. But, like, it's so disgusting that, like, oh, what is the point? What is the point? And also with that thing where some clubs don't let groups of black boys in together. I think, I don't know, I didn't really read into it, but I know that there was, like, a famous group of black men or something and they didn't get let in. And District were like, oh, yeah, we don't allow groups of black boys in.
Why?
It's just like... What are you talking
and you
about?
You know what's so joke shit is that black people spend a lot of money in clubs.
They do.
We spend a lot of money in clubs.
We do. I don't know where people get this idea that black people don't buy drinks. Like, okay, you don't buy drinks. If you're going to say...
Because you're stingy.
Yeah, because you're stingy. That's fine.
You got drunk at home trying to pretend you were sober in the queue. Don't try it.
It's just like, oh, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of District. And I'm also sick of the people, who... still go. I'm sorry, like, white, black, Latino, orange, pink, like,
why are you still going there?
Like, I'm
sick of the people that like the women, especially the black women especially, they're like, oh yeah, well, I got in. Like, it's not heaven, you
I'll
know
actually cuss you out.
It's actually not heaven. Like, relax your socks. You got into District, well done. You let them meet the quota of the night for them to allow that one black girl in. Like, relax yourself. Yeah. Oh, because I'm fine, because I'm buff, I have a nice body.
Massa,
that's what they let me in.
Well,
shut
done.
The fuck up. Yes, shut up. Shut up, because nobody asked you.
Nobody. It's just ridiculous. Just to say, yeah, but I'm civilized, so that's why they let me in. Shut up, man.
Thank you, respectable queen. We welcome you.
We welcome you. But yeah, no. In terms of colorism, though, like, forget. Like, let's put in dark women to the side a bit. I just want to say, black women in general. I feel like there's so much headache. We get so much
stress.
Like, I remember actually. I don't know how recent or how far away this was, but I remember there was a picture of Drake. I believe it was Drake. And he was on the beach or something on a sunbed.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and he was, like, with a girl, and she was, like, a black woman. I don't know who the woman is. I don't think she was famous like that. But and there was a lot of comments on Twitter.
Like,
and I saw people
she goes to DMU.
Yeah! oh, people were like, some any basic funke or something like that, like basic, like, and it's just kind of like, you see little things like that, that's so disrespectful. Like, it hurts my feelings. I get so in my feelings about things like that, because it's like, if she was a light skin, a 10 plate lighty, like these lads like to say.
What were they? 2017 10 plate Kinnikon.
Kinnikon, don't mind them. But like, all of that, yeah. If she was that, you lot would not say that. But, and it's just kind of like things like that irritate me. And I, oh my God, recently I was on Twitter and I saw someone tweet something like, you know that song Peng Ting called Madison? A telecom? Yeah. Someone must have tweeted Peng Ting called and used like a Yoruba name, like, I don't know, let's say Abisola. They said Peng Ting called Abisola. And a lot of people started making jokes like, fam, there's no Peng Ting called Abisola.
What do you mean?
That didn't even bother me.
Peng.
But we are Peng. I just want it for public service announcement. We are
Piff,
Peng.
Buff. Yeah, every single adjective. We are beautiful, mate.
We are beautiful. But yeah, and then a black girl must have been like, that name sounds like someone that stinks. I was just like,
that's another thing as well that's tied with colorism, is this I don't even know how to describe it, but it's this war, like, against African people, like, you know, when we
West African
anyway, yeah, because when we take it back to when we say, oh yeah, in primary school that we were called like African bum scratcher and Kinnikon, all that stuff, yeah, it's all like, oh, we were kids and this that, and that's all fine and well, but you cannot bring that into today's dynamics and be like, yeah, well, you know, African girl, I can't even speak. West African girls stink, or we smell like stew, or whatever, or that we like.
It's
literally, all of this
like
is just other. It's just childish. It's very childish, and it's so superior. Like some superiority complex of you thinking that you're better than other people because you're not African.
It's so annoying. It bothers me so much, man. We West Africans get so much. You know what? Let me just say Nigerians, innit? Because
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, it's literally Nigerians.
Like, we get so much stick, and it's frustrating, and I know we have our own, like, I know we have our own, but sometimes it's like, leave us alone. How about, what is it, let us be. And like saying, oh yeah, she looks like she stinks, this name, yeah, you can't have this name and be Peng. Like, shut up, man.
I can have any name and be Peng. Tell them, Victory. Savage. Savage. Tell them.
No, but yeah.
Do you know, oh my God, do you know, I remember that Lil Wayne lyric where he's like, tougher than Nigerian
hair.
Oh my God, I was pissed. Do you know how hard it is to go through school? Yeah. Because I was like probably the only Nigerian in my school. Oh, when yeah, I was yeah. went born in school in it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was probably the only Nigerian in my school. And that tougher than Nigerian hair lyric, I swear to God, I've never been so vexed in my life, because thing is, yeah, my hair isn't tough, okay? It's not tough. It's coarse.
Yeah, There's a difference.
Okay, so it is so hard to defend yourself as the only Nigerian girl in your entire school. Like, how dare you? What do you mean tougher than Nigerian hair? Okay,
Nigerian hair.
That just means we're resilient. Thank you very much.
It's so offensive, man. I could get into hair. All of those things, all these microaggressions, all these little things that people just poke, and it's just kind of like, and then when we talk, we are angry, we have too much problem. Nigeria, it's just kind of like, no.
I was watching Blackish yesterday. Blackish is a really good show.
I love
guys
that show.
You should really watch it. It's definitely better than My Wife and Kids, I'm just
110%.
Saying. So it was basically about representation, kind of. I think that was the theme anyway. So the mother, that's Tracee Ellis Ross, fucking queen, by the way. So she wanted to get a doll for her daughter. No, it was her daughter's birthday. It was Diane's birthday.
Okay.
So and the neighbor got her a white doll. Yeah. So her neighbor got her a white doll. So she asked for the receipt. They went back to the store to get a black doll. And in the store, they only had two black dolls. And that was one, a runaway slave.
Oh.
And the other one was a civil rights activist called Selma. Selma from Selma, basically.
Yeah.
So, and I thought it was just a funny theme to think that, oh yeah, that's what represents black people.
Yeah.
I think there was like, in the shop, there was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different white women, you know. There was disabled white women, there were...
Can you imagine?
There was a white woman with polio. There was everything.
But black women...
But there was two. So I was like, wow, this is actually quite interesting, considering this was a topic I was going to discuss with Victory. Mm. And then... I think the dad as well, Anthony Anderson, and he's a great actor.
I love him.
His part in the representation was that he works in advertising, so he has to do an ad, and the people in the ad were white initially, and then they were light-skinned,
mm-hmm.
And then they, all his black counterparts pointed out that, oh, they're all light-skinned. Why does he look like El DeBarge and this, this, that? And then the following people he picked in the casting were, like, African. Like, there was, like, two people wearing gelés and all of that. So it was just the idea of how do we show representation properly.
Yeah, it's true.
And I thought it was an interesting episode because at the end, Diane, the daughter with the dolls, she was like, I don't need all of that because I have you and the mum is a doctor or whatever, whatever. Like, I don't need people to show me that. So I think we ourselves need to be the examples.
Yeah.
Because there's not much out there that can help us.
No, seriously, that's the truth. It's true. And I saw that. I read somewhere and someone was like, you know, instead of like constantly saying represent us, let's just represent ourselves. Let's put ourselves there. And let's put ourselves there to the point where, like, we don't even need to ask them anymore. Like, we're there. Like, they'll be asking us to represent them.
Honestly.
And it bothers me, though. It really does upset me because I'm quite, like, passionate about these things. I'm a social justice warrior, I guess. I hate that. I really hate that.
They use it as an insult. It's such an insult.
Like, it's like being a conscious black woman is a problem. Once you're...
You can't point out all the discretions in the world. Like, you can't, because, no, you're... Why are you crying so much? You're being a crybaby. It's not that deep.
It bothers me. And I don't like them labels. Like, when people say, oh, such a feminist, such a... Because when you say it, it's like you're throwing a nasty word at me.
Yeah, you might as well say, fuck you.
Yeah, you might as well.
Or you're cussing my mum or something. Like,
damn feminist. It's kind of like, oh... Like, you guys don't understand that. Feminism, we're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for you. It's just like... I feel like, yeah, I don't like to, like, even though men are trash.
Men are trash.
I don't like to just attack men, but I just feel like sometimes, yeah, it's so hard. Like,
you know why I even let go of saying men are trash, yeah? It's because people are ruining it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
People are actually, yeah. Oh, men are trash, but I'm actually texting my baby right now. No one cares.
No one cares.
I promise you. No one gives a fuck, okay? Listen. Pay attention to the real dilemma here. The real dilemma right here is that men are trash.
Men are trash.
Okay? No one cares if you're texting your babes right now. He is trash as well. They're all trash.
Men are trash.
Doesn't matter. Even if you're married, he's still trash. He knows he's trash.
Let him know every day.
Like, you guys make it deep into what it is. It's not that deep. And I saw people likening it to stuff like, you know, internalization of, like, you know, thinking dark skin is ugly and this, this, that. And I was like, you guys are taking it deeper than it is.
It is.
You're doing it on purpose because you're trying to be reductive. You're trying to make it seem like you're just being petty as shit.
Mandem out here making songs about it and shit. I'm hearing freestyles and shit. I'm like, yo, like, okay, cool. Like, these times it's just something we're saying, but you're so triggered by it. But then, God forbid we're triggered by something. God forbid we speak up about something. Then no, we're angry. That's their job.
Non-trash men aren't affected by men are trash.
Literally,
okay.
Yeah. They move on with their life
because they're not trash.
Because they're not trash. It's the trash ones that will be crying, going to do 16 bar freestyle. Come on, get out.
Who the hell rapped about men up being trash?
I was showing.
That is so funny.
Hilarious.
But yeah, I guess that wraps up about colorism.
Yeah, man.
So, on the second part of today's episode, I guess, Pink Matter asks, what are your views on online dating? So, that's everything from social media to actual online dating sites.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I feel like a lot of people are ashamed by it. I don't think it's a problem.
I think you should only be ashamed if you're dating a Twitter nigger, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Don't fuck Twitter niggers, guys. Please, I've told you. Follow me on Twitter so I can educate you. Do not fuck Twitter niggers.
I don't really spread this anymore, Ellie, because I feel like I've told you guys enough. So
and they don't listen.
Nobody listens. Nobody ever listens.
It bothers me.
So, you know what? Do what you want. You know, break your own heart, if you will. Taste your own tears.
And it's like, don't you see? Like, I feel like nothing good ever comes from fucking a Twitter nigger, because by the end of the day, he's going to come on Twitter and ruin your life. He's going to come and rubbish you. There's always something.
Gonna come use you for thread or
use
something.
Use you for thread. You might meet, and then all the boys are doing LOL because of me. I'll actually come to your house. I'll come to your workplace because you want to ruin my life. But yeah, no, I don't. I feel like, have I ever online dated? Well, I guess, you know, BBM days when you meet somebody and then you go out and you go, you're like,
no, I didn't do that.
Wow, all right. Ooh,
listen,
good.
Stranger danger. I don't believe in all of that, okay?
Well, mine wasn't like that, actually. Let me clear it up. It was more like, you know, mutual friend, like a friend of a friend. Not like when someone BCs you. I hated getting BC'd. I hated it because...
I didn't allow anyone to BC me. If you BC'd me, I'd delete you. Because what are you doing?
I hated getting
BC'd. I look like, what am I, an advert? Get out.
Yo, it's actually, But yeah, I think that's the only time I've kind of online dated in terms of meeting somebody you haven't met. but only like me and them online. But I don't think there's any problem with it. And I feel like there's this thing where people think like for you to go on online dating sites and stuff, it's like desperation.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily fair because there's some like, okay, uniformdating.com, that's just weird to me.
What
like,
is that?
I've seen adverts of it. I don't know if I haven't seen them recently, but it's kind of like dating people in uniform. So there's like firefighters and doctors, and it's like, yo, that's a bit mad. It's like, weird.
I'd go on this find a doctor. Shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, but what if it's just a costume? Then that's a bit mad.
Okay, that's a fetish. Then get out of here. I want a real doctor. Okay, you know.
But you know, things like Match.com, and I can't remember. I was on a train. I was reading one of them posters, and it was like for busy people. Like if you're like a busy woman, like a career woman, and you know you're working 9 to 5 and all the time, you don't really have time to kind of go and like mingle. So they have like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of like for the working people, a way for them to network and meet somebody. And I think it's nice. I think for people who don't necessarily have the time, I think at my age, I'm 20, at my age I wouldn't want to be doing that, like going on dating sites and stuff.
Wouldn't go on dating. You know why? So I'm a sort of research person. Yeah, do you know how many serial killers are on dating sites?
Oh, Jamila.
Okay, listen. No, there are serial killers on dating sites, and they're just waiting for their next prey. Luckily, though, black women are the most least likely demographic to be a serial killer's victim. Black men are just above us, and then it's like whoever. Then white women right at the top. So thankfully, you know, we're not always we're not always serial killers' victims, but I don't want to be the experiment, you know. Maybe, you know, he just wants to see if he can get it
switch
right.
Switch it up a little bit.
You know? Exactly. So that's why I wouldn't go on an online dating site. Another thing is, I think it's rather superficial as well because, you know, they ask you your preference. And it's not even just like a small preference, like, oh, I like black guys. It's like, I like light-skinned guys with hazel eyes and who are over 6 feet tall with really a size 10 feet, who don't smoke, have no pets, and earns over £50,000. And
right,
like just bare stuff like that. You know, the thing is, they'll ask you all of that, and at the end of the day, they'll put someone up that looks like, I don't know, Chris Brown or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they'll put someone up that, I don't know, who is considered ugly.
Wait, do you just like say Chris Brown's ugly?
I think
he's absolutely trash anyway.
I don't find him attractive. So because he's trash, I don't find him attractive.
Okay, I get it.
So I don't know, just people, they'll put random people up yet. He won't even fit the description or thing. You'll be thinking of someone that's peng, and then someone comes up. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's really superficial.
Yeah.
And the difference between them and like social media sites, however, because don't get me wrong, I haven't dated guys online, but I've dated guys, I don't know how to describe it. Okay, so
guys out here fucking Twitter niggas.
No, I've never fucked a Twitter nigga. I swear to God. To God who made me, I have never ever in my life. Okay. So anyway, never. The guys I've dated have been friends of Sam, but they've had an online presence.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really say that I met them online. I met them through Sam.
Yeah.
But I guess if you'd want to be very like obtuse about it, I guess I've dated people offline. But so I think it's a bit different because with social media, it's like you get to know people, like you get to gauge how they are, gauge their likes in a natural way rather than, you know, having it, oh, I like this and I don't like this this, that kind of thing. Like instead of a profile, it's more of a, through your tweets, I can see, oh yeah, you like Biggie or you like watching NFL. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, I think it's more authentic to date through social media sites. However, also there are serial killers on social media sites as well. Yeah, you need to be very careful. Do you know what ladies, by the way, make your own mace. So in my mace, I have, I have my own mace. I didn't bring it with me today. I should have brought it with me. But in my mace, I have chili flakes, small peppers cut up with bleach and water.
Hey!
I double dare you to sneak up on me at night. I double dare you. It's a wrap. Your eyes will be finished. You will be blind. Don't try me.
I'm going to do that too, you know.
Listen, make your own mace. Ladies, we have to protect ourselves in these streets. Definitely. I know people love to say, but when we say it, but you guys say it because and rape and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's very reductive to say that mace will stop yourself from getting raped. However, mace, it's great. Trust me, it will hurt. Pain, eyes, all of that.
It's over.
So, I think there's a difference between the two.
I don't know. Even though I say do not fuck Twitter niggas, I actually quite like the idea of like, meeting somebody on Twitter or like on social media, simply because, right, with Twitter, right, there's been times where I've looked at a guy that I've followed for a while and I thought, like, he's all right until he shows the dickhead in him, because they all have dickheads in them.
But, it's true.
But, like, I'm a bit different, though. I don't know how it is for you, Jamila, but with me, right, when I think I find a guy attractive, I'll kind of, like, I'll at him a lot. I can't lie. I'll at him a lot. I'll just at him bare. Everything he says, I'll be like, hi. Obviously, I'll do it in a way where it doesn't... I'll do it in a... Wait. No one be getting ideas just because I at you a lot. You might just be funny, like, relax. But I'm just saying, like, I'll at him. I feel like we need to create, like, a timeline relationship where we, like, you know, banter, go back and forth, blah, blah.
Don't DM me, though. Move it into the DM.
Yeah, but don't DM me,
though. No, I think, you know...
Don't DM me. Don't DM me, though.
Do you know what I find really cute? Yeah, because this is what guys tend to do. They'll create like a timeline rapport with you, and then they'll come your DMs. But what they'll come your DMs to, they'll ask you for your Snapchat, and then they add your Snapchat, and then they move to you on Snapchat. And I don't know why they do that.
They think it's a different platform, different time, different.
I don't ever get it. Like, I'd be thinking, why? Like, we were just on Twitter. Okay, that's a bit weird.
They think they slick.
I think maybe they want to know when you've read it or not.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's happened to me on loads of occasions. I'm just thinking, well, this makes no sense, because we were just on Twitter. And that then they become this shy person on Snapchat. I just think it's cute. But I don't date anymore. So yeah. I can't really give an updated version of what I think about online dating as of now.
Yeah, I don't date either, to be honest. But
Vixie, why are you lying? You were just telling me that you have like 3 bays.
Don't listen to anything Jamila says. Vixie, don't mind Vixie, her. Vixie. I like Kuba. Get off here.
Vixie, you actually told me.
Jamila,
Vixie's come to lie on the podcast, guys. Like, just before we started recording this bit, she told me she had 3 bays.
Bye, Jamila. But anyways, I feel like another thing I don't like, my big thing about dating somebody or meeting someone over social media is because, like, on Twitter, for example, they might be so funny. Like, they might have so much character, so charming. And then you meet them and it's completely opposite. And
maybe they're shy.
No, it's because their backup dancers aren't there. Like, the people that gas them aren't there. And it's frustrating. Like, I feel like the kind of person I am, I'm the same online as I am in person. Mm. So you're not going to meet me and think, oh, this girl's different. But that bothers me if you're different, like, as a guy. Because if I've been attracted to, you know, your funniness, your quirkiness, your honesty.
Don't fall in love with someone's funniness. Don't do that.
I've done it too many.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You
know why? Because, you know, okay, this is the reason why I say women shouldn't fall in love with funny, okay? Because for me, for example, yeah, I'm very funny. Therefore, there's no reason for me to fall in love with your funny, because my funny is already there. Yeah. It exists already without you. Exactly. So I need to find you attractive first before finding you funny is nothing, because I find anybody funny if I find them attractive. Yeah. If I don't find you attractive, that means I'm just laughing. Like, I'm just laughing because you're funny. That's it. That's actually it. Like, I get what you mean about the harm always in your mentions. Yeah. That's what I used to do, and then I realised, you know what, yeah, I don't like you. Like, after a while, I was like, okay, I'm kind of bored of this conversation with you.
That happens to me a lot. I get so bored quickly.
Stop talking to me.
I hate when they DM me, Jamila. Don't DM me. And the thing is, what's funny is that I'm never probably not going to DM you too, but it depends how you DM me. So it's so funny. Like, I feel like if you DM me, a lot of the times, boys DM me either on my birthday to say happy birthday, which is so weird. Like,
I find that weird as
well. Yeah, why are you DMing me happy birthday? It's at me, like, so I can share it. But yeah, boys either DM me for that, or they DM me. I talk about a lot of stuff. I tweet like a billion times in one day. So there's a lot of things you could just DM me about to talk. So that boys tend to do that too. But what I don't like, if you DM me and say, hey, I'm just going to be like,
I prefer that.
No.
I prefer people come with game. Like, don't come with game. I swear you will get aired because of that. I hate game. Like, because they just chat shit. So I think I spoke about this on a previous episode. But, you know, remember my tweet about don't DM me if you're not asking my account details or you're not giving me a ring.
Yeah.
And then I just had people come with their shit game, talking about ring pops, offering me a ring pop, offering me... Like, I'm just like, what? No, get out. Get out.
Get out here. Yeah.
Get out.
It's true. I don't know. I feel like when guys say hey, right, and you say hey back, then it's like, you know...
You good.
You good. I'm good, yeah, thank good, you. Good. And then it's like,
No, then it goes, where you from? Which one? Both. Oh, same. Oh, okay. What do you do? Student. You're your Snapchat. As your Snapchat, you post a cute pic. Oh, raw. Eye emojis.
Oh, that emoji makes me sick. But yeah, it's dead. I feel like, come funny. Make me laugh. And I know a lot of boys don't have that gift, so it's fine. Just stay out by the end of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to read out what someone DM'd me today. Like, it was so funny. Like, he said, come to think of it, this is, I don't follow this person. My DMs were open because because of my blog. My
savage.
DMs were open, and I need to close them, to be honest, because the rubbish I've been getting. But he goes, come to think of it, can we just skip the getting to know you phase and slip straight into the phase where I call you bae, because this life is so short and I don't have time for long things.
Aww, that's and I cute.
Said, and I said, laugh my ass off, yeah. And then I went underground. So I couldn't reply, like, say anything else. And then when I came out, he messaged me saying, that's what you're going to say, stay there and laugh. And I was like, Abba, I went underground. Should I not? I'm not replying.
Is he attractive?
He's all right. I'm sorry, but, oh, this is going to seem so bad. But he's like, he looks very old. Look at him.
I think, you know what, yeah.
I was thinking, boy, I wasn't, to be honest.
You know what it is, yeah? You know, it's insecure guys that respond like that.
Yeah.
Because you're already on the defense. I just laughed. I didn't say you're ugly. I didn't say nothing.
Nothing.
So that's someone you don't want anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to respond like that, that means you can kill me. Get out.
I'm actually deleting the DM, but I was just thinking like, but you know what? If he wasn't a madman, yeah, that would have been a good way to come in, because it was just funny. Like, it'd make me laugh. I wouldn't necessarily, you know, entertain it to the next time. I'd be like, okay, hey, babe. But, you know, it was funny. Some guys just don't have funny. Don't come into my DMs with eye emoji, because that emoji makes me sick. I feel like you're looking for trouble.
Eye emoji. There's that emoji that looks like the emoji sweating, where it's like a bit like, and then there's
the one with the hand,
the thinking emoji.
Yeah, the thinking emoji.
There's the okay emoji.
That bothers me. All of that. Just
listen,
stop it.
Listen,
you're a grown man.
Listen, a hey will actually suffice. If we have a rapport on the timeline, a hey will suffice. You don't have to do all of that. Relax. And you know what? Yeah. On the topic of DMs, there was a point, yeah, where I thought I'd start moving to guys, yeah. Big mistake. Biggest mistake ever.
You're brave. I'm too scared.
Biggest mistake. You know what is it? It's because I have confidence in it, because I'm like, I haven't been rejected yet, so.
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
You know, but I'm not moving to guys anymore. I'm over that, but.
That's what she said.
No, I'm genuinely. Listen, I haven't dated since August. No, September, August. So I'm over that. But, yeah, so I was just moving to guys. I was trying to test my abilities. Ooh. So I was moving to guys, and then every single time, because I thought my issue was, yeah, prior to moving to guys, yeah, I thought my issue was that I would just settle for a guy that was interested in me first, and I realised that was my mistake, because I forced myself to be interested in them.
Mm.
And then I thought, okay, let me start maybe by me being the one that's interested in them, but then even that, because I wasn't bothered to keep up the effort.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just, online dating, I think, my views on online dating now is that I just wouldn't do it, both on social media and actual dating sites. And I think I saw, relating to our colorism topic, there was some data that was taken from a online dating site, and it was that all black women were attracted to black men on a dating site. All white women were attracted to either white or... Wait, hold on. I need to find it. It was something... It was so interesting to me, because I was like, wow. So basically, they had like white men, white women, and white women, black men, black women, Latino women, Latino men, Asian women, Asian men. I think I said men twice. But basically, white, black, Asian, Latino... Yeah, white, black, Asian, Latino. And, one second. Sorry. So, it was something like, none of them were attracted to black women.
Oh.
None. None of them were dating.
Well, they're obviously blind, so anyways, that's your business.
Literally, like, none of them, like, that wasn't their first choice at all. It was OkCupid. That was the website.
OkCupid.
So, how your race affects the messages you get... And what the data said that was basically black men were attracted to Asian women, black women were attracted to black men, Asian women were attracted to black men to Indian women, and white men to white women. So basically nobody was attracted to black women. So I just thought it was really interesting, because I was like, well, that's a bit... racist.
So wait, black men weren't attracted to black women? Why am I even acting shocked anyways? I don't know.
Well, to be fair, it's an online dating site. Like, so you know what? I don't even blame you, because any man that is on an online dating site and isn't attracted to black women is a red flag to me anyway.
Yeah.
You're a red flag. That's it. Because what's wrong with black women?
Yeah, what's wrong with
what are you trying to say?
Yeah, literally.
What are you trying to say? Your mother is black. And I hate when people say, oh, that isn't a factor when you're saying, no, it is a factor.
It's a factor.
Your dad loved your mum. Why don't you love someone that's black?
Do you know what I mean?
You don't want no one to love your sisters. You're saying that your sisters are clapped then.
That's literally what you're saying, but they're like, I'm not dating my sisters.
I'm not dating my sister. Shut up. Shut up. Nobody asked you. Nobody asked you that. It was just very, I don't know. It's a bit, I guess it's a bit sad.
I mean, with online dating, I have this thing where when I think of the pros and cons of it, like I said, I feel like for people who don't have time to mingle in real life, it's very nice for them. It's very good for them. But then you have things like Tinder, which are just for like hookups. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was love. No, I thought Tinder was love. Yeah. Until someone was like to me, no, it's not. And I went on, I went on Grindr, which is like Tinder for gay people, gay men. Because I am nosy, like I like to think I have gay friends, and we were talking about Grindr. I was like, I'm gonna check out what this thing is, and I signed up. Yep, I did, and you know what? Someone actually got talking to me, but obviously I'm a woman, so I just deleted the app. But
is it for lesbians as well?
I didn't see no women on there, so I think it's just men. But I don't know. There might be for lesbians. I think it's just gay men. But what I saw was obviously the way it is. It's just kind of like, you know, guys around you that want to hook up. But so Tinder, stuff like Tinder. I think Grindr is actually a bit different. Actually, yeah, let me not say Grindr, but Tinder is kind of like, you know, men around you and people around you that you can hook up with. Some people do go on dates, like, and it's just like, but most of the time it's for that. And I feel like I don't like Tinder. I don't like the idea of it. Obviously, I haven't signed up. I wouldn't. So before my brother catches me on there.
Chat shit. I'm not going to lie. You did say you were just on Tinder the other day.
Jamila, can you shut up? Guys, can you not listen to anything Jamila says? Because she's actually a liar.
I mean, I had a recording, but
Jamila, bye. But yeah, anyways, I feel like things like Tinder, they kind of take away from, I don't know, that they kind of make social media seem creepy and seem weird. I mean, social media, online dating seem a bit weird and a bit, and I don't, it just seems a bit taboo. Like, people will be ashamed. Like, there are people who, if you, I've heard boys say, oh, imagine you like someone that you see on Tinder. Like, I don't necessarily think it should be a problem if you see
someone you like on Tinder. Yeah.
Because, do you know what I mean? But then I guess it all goes back to maybe they'll think she's a whore because, you know, she's on Tinder. God. Yeah, everyone's a whore.
You know what it is? It's hookup culture. And I think in our generation, hookup culture is very prevalent. It's like, you know, just casual sex. And I think it's fascinating to me because it's like, wow, how much trust can you put in someone? Because I could be having sex with you and you could kill me halfway because I don't know you.
it's literally the truth.
Need to be careful. There are serial, okay, well, actually I did some research, so there's only 2 serial killers in the UK every year.
More than
likely to be in London because you know that's the most populated city, and it's very hard to connect murders to each other because they might be different or whatever kind of thing. So I just thought that was quite interesting. So you guys, you know, be careful. There's 2 serial killers every year in the UK.
There's one in my area, you know. Stupid.
Is it? Oh, you better be careful.
Women, yeah, like. But anyways. I feel like online dating, I feel like anyone that's listening, like, don't be discouraged. I don't think you should feel like ashamed or anything if you're going online to date. I just feel like you should be careful, just like Jamie says, because we got 2 serial killers out here every year. And also be vigilant of just kind of like the kind of, because people, obviously, you put what you want people to see out there, and then the moment you meet them, you might get stuck in it. Like, you know, like when you meet somebody, and some people speak for ages. Like, I thought, like, you know, catfish, like people talk for years and they actually fall in love.
That's not normal.
It's not, and it comes down to insecurity.
Yeah,
definitely, because you can't talk to someone for 3 years like that and then fall in love.
No, there's no love.
There's no love.
I don't know.
Did you see the one where they got married?
No,
they got married on an online registry thing. It's Americans, like, but they did a madness, and I just thought to myself, like, that's sad. I can find that really sad. I feel like, though, at the same time, it's easy to say that because obviously me, I'm young and popping. You know, I've got niggas that want me.
Savage.
So, you know, but if I was the kind of, if I was a girl where I was really, really lonely and nobody wanted me, maybe I would turn to, I felt like nobody wanted me. You know when people say that every girl's got a guy that's there, that they just ignore?
That's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
There's been times where nobody's checking for me, and you know what?
I've been going through that for the past 6
Jamila,
months.
Everyone's checking for you. Go away.
Listen,
everyone's checking
guys, listen to me. Don't listen to Victory, okay? I have been single since August, September. I was even kind of single then, but I was obviously seeing someone. It's like, I'm being honest. Like, I was seeing someone, but I was still single. But I've been single for so long now, like, I don't even know what dating is anymore. Like, what is dating?
Why don't you try online dating, man?
No.
Jump on it.
Do you know how many serial killers there are? Are you sick?
Let the serial killer thing
go.
No
way. No way. No way. You know what, yeah? Do you know what it is that got me into researching serial killers? So I was watching Luther, and he just loads of serial killers in this show. I had to stop it for a bit because I was getting a bit too, you know, started watching Big Bang Theory and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a bit too much for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's loads of stuff that it was just really interesting. You know, guys, you shouldn't trust your taxi drivers, you know?
Yeah.
You really shouldn't. You know what it is? We automatically trust them because they're taxi drivers. Yeah. But don't trust them.
They're not.
Carry your mace.
Carry your mace. Yeah.
They can kill you as well. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Also, delivery people, don't trust them as well.
It's true, no, because you open the door.
Oh, yeah, you can open the door wigless and you'll just be fine. Just like, oh, thanks. That's how they push you in and they listen, please be wary of all the people. That's why now, I used to, in uni, and my area, they turn the street lights off at like 11. You leave your house at 11, it is pitch black.
Yeah, it's that going hot.
So I wanted to go to the shop, and I always just do that. I used to go shop in the middle of the night while it's dark. I wouldn't give a fuck. Now that I know there's serial killers in the UK, I'm a bit
so wary.
Because I don't know the percentage of how likely they will be in Norwich.
Yeah.
So I've just been like, I won't really go out, or I have to wait till it gets light, and it's just really annoying. So guys, just please be careful out here. Like, it could give you anxiety, but you know what? Anxiety is better than being killed.
Yeah. And if you're going to meet a guy off online, even if it's something as small as Twitter,
don't meet them at their house.
Don't meet them at their house. Meet them in a public place and make sure someone knows that you're meeting them. Mm-hmm. Like, I've rarely ever gone to meet a guy, but like, just, you know, tell your friend, even be on the phone to them as you're waiting at the train station, or be on the phone. And if a guy wants to pick you up from your house, he's picking you up two roads down. Do not give him your exact address.
Listen, Victor, you're saying that, when Sam listens to this, she'll know, Sam did not know where I lived till this year.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been a very cautious person since I was younger. So none of the guys, if any of the guys I've dated listen to this, then I'm like, wait, hold on. I've had guys drop me in different places. So it doesn't look like, to them, I'm like, oh yeah, my house just there. It's not, I had to walk like 10 minutes to get home.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just, I don't like people knowing where I live. Like, I've been really anxious about it. I think it's something to do with, like, how, obviously, I had to change my name, like, twice in my life.
Oh, wow.
So, for safety reasons, I just don't like people knowing where I live. I don't really like people knowing my postcode or any of that, because it's just like, you don't need to know where I live, okay? It's fine. Just drop me here. So Sam didn't know where I lived until like this year.
I'm so shocked by that.
I never used to let her drop me at my house. I used to let her drop me at the station, or it's fine. I can
even
walk from
Sam,
there.
Really?
Yeah, I've been cautious for like a very long time. So I think out of all of my friends, I think only two people, Safa is like my best friend. So I think she's been to my door, but she hasn't been inside my house.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Guys, I'm very cautious. Like, I just don't like people like in my business. I'm a very private person.
No, that's very good. I can't say the same, but that's very, very good. So you be like Jamila, guys, you know, don't let people in the yard. Don't let people know where you live.
No, don't let them near. Listen, to people, also, because I have loads of addresses as well, so if someone asks me, where do you live? Like, I live in East London.
Yeah, Jamila lives everywhere.
London, I live in Essex. I live everywhere. So if you really want to know where I live near like a couple of stations. I live near Edford and Castle. I live near Stratford. I live near Leytonstone. I also live near Barking. I also live near Ockenden Station. I live near quite a few stations. So,
so yeah, just want to catch
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know,
I mean, I can tell you my uni address. That I don't mind, because all I know is my flatmates won't let you in and I won't let you in. So there's no way you're going to get in.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Online dating, I'm not for it anymore. I don't see serial killers everywhere.
They are. Just be careful, man. But, you know, it's still a good place. Like, I still think, even though I say don't fuck Twitter niggas, I still think, like, Twitter's a nice place to meet people and just kind of...
Yeah,
like,
I think Twitter's a great place to meet people.
It's just really small sometimes. Like, I was saying to Jamila earlier before we started, I was saying, like, you know, you find a guy attractive, you like him, you're thinking, then you hear one story about one girl that went out with him and he's a weirdo and it's kind of like, oh,
well,
my God.
Well, he gave someone an STD, or he did this, or he did that.
He's out here molesting people.
Like, do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, guys, the first time you meet someone offline and you do not have any mutual friends whatsoever, do not meet them at their house.
Do not.
Ever.
Especially when they open the door in shorts and slippers, because it's too cold. They're about to go right there.
Listen, you got to sit a period, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm on my period.
I'm on my period. Seriously. Yeah. And I feel like, just quickly, you know when you go to a boy's house, I've never really done that, but I just think like, do they just assume you're coming to sleep with them? Because of the stories I hear, it's like, guys, it's like they think like, why would you come then? And it's just kind of like, what do you mean, why would you come then? Like, it's
it's just an assumption. You know what? Yeah, that's why you always got to go there with a pad. That way, try me, bitch.
Like, accidentally fall out your bag. So they know.
Yeah,
like,
I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 tampons at once, so they know.
Listen, online dating is, I guess, what's our conclusion on that?
I would take 2 minutes. For a young person, no, man. Get out there. Get on the streets. But if you're, you know, 30 and above, then yeah, do your 2 minutes.
Happy 30.
Yeah.
Listen, do what you got to do to find your love, mate.
Yeah.
On today's episode of Asking, today's segment of Asking for a Friend, we've got three dilemmas. So Victory's going to read out one of them and I'll read out the other two. So this is the first dilemma. Hey y'all, I know you get this with every dilemma, but yes, I love the podcast too, lol. Anywho, I need some advice. I've been with my partner for almost 3 years and we have discussed marriage, but I'm still waiting on that ring. Well, I'm a full-figured size 10 and have been this size for ages. I work out on occasion, so I'm not toned, but you can never call me fat. I don't have great eating habits, but my partner has made a few comments to suggest he thinks I'm just going to randomly blow up and get fat, so he's monitoring that, which is why he's prolonging the proposal. Do you think that this is a valid reason, or do you think he has no real intention to marry me? By the way, I'm 28 and he's 32.
Hey, sister.
Okay, first of all,
oh God.
Bitch, not you.
Yeah,
him. Yeah, how fucking dare you? Do you know what a size 10 is?
Fam.
Nah, wow.
About monitoring. Sorry, yo. I want monitor. Like, can you imagine?
Like,
what are you monitoring?
You, we welcome you, personal trainer.
Hey, monitoring.
I think that's bullshit.
Absolutely bullshit.
Babe, he's bullshitting you. Either he's, I don't know, who's trying to pretend he's not going to propose to you and then he's going to surprise you one day.
Okay, yeah.
Or he's bullshitting you. Because there is a size 10. Babe, you know you're not fat.
Yeah.
So on top of calling you fat, he's calling you blind. He's saying that when you look in the mirror, you're seeing a slim person, but
and
you're blind.
Lying. He's calling you a liar. He's calling your mama a liar.
Yeah, he's saying everybody around you is blind to your fatness. He's the only one that he can see the fatness. I don't want to say drop him because you've been with him for almost 3 years, but no, anybody that makes you feel like that.
Literally, Jamila, you cannot tell me you love me and be putting me down and telling me you want to monitor my weight. I beg, who else do you wear? This girl says she even works out as well. You're better than me. How many times have I seen gym?
I've never been to gym in my life.
What have I seen gym? I'm sorry, ladies, yeah. And the fact that he's 32, like, I'm sorry, but that plays a part because I feel like when you're 20 and you're dating a 32-year-old man, he doesn't see you as his partner. He's seen you as his property. I'm sorry, like, I don't know.
She said she's like 20. He's 28. So is that there's
she's
not,
28.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she's 20. Oh,
no, she's 28.
20. Okay. If you're 28, all right, cool. I understand that. Your man needs to respect you. I'm sorry because you can't tell me you're monitoring with. What
clearly,
you monitoring?
He hasn't seen you in a freakum dress. Because sorry, if you are a size 10, that means you got bam, 10. Bam,
and you're full figured. You look good, girl. Like, don't let no man. And fam, if he doesn't want to give you that ring, maybe you should start shopping elsewhere. Because
I mean.
I don't know. I cannot let... Anyways, my point is, yeah, don't let a man affect your self-esteem like that. If you feel like, okay, even though I'm a size 10, I feel like I could tone up a little bit, then yeah, go for it, sis. Do your thing, but don't...
Do it for you. Don't do it because you want that ring.
Ring, yeah. Don't
because there'll be a guy that will propose to you while you have flab, girl.
Yeah, and he will be happy. Like me telling you, I want to monitor you so you don't blow up. Okay.
A size... No, fuck off. Do you know what a size 10 is? I wear a size 10 occasionally, but I still wear size 10. Don't...
Like, he's calling you fat. He's saying that you're going to blow up.
Hey, me. A whole Jamila, you know. Nah. Listen, babe. It's either he's trying to surprise you with a ring or he's bullshitting
you. But that's a mad way to surprise somebody, you know.
Don't... Because you know... Actually, you know, be like, oh yeah, let's go to the gym, babe, because you're getting a bit fat. And that's when he wants to propose to me. I'll be crying in the gym because he wants to propose to me. Nah. Listen, either he's doing a shitty way of trying to propose to you, or
he's just
a bastard.
But I feel like you should definitely maybe talk to him, like, see what, like, maybe he's mad, like, see where he lost his mind.
No, tell him that it's rude and it's offensive and you don't like it.
You don't like it.
Because you're not fat.
You're like, not, and the thing is, you're not fat.
It's not, at least if you, okay, I'm saying at least if you were fat, but if you were fat, yeah, and he was saying he wants some more, okay, cool, at least he actually has his fake reason as to why he doesn't want to but there's no reason for you to be calling me fat when I'm not
you're
fat.
You're not fat, you're a size 10, babe. Like, I'm sure you said it yourself that
you can never call me fat. So why is somebody calling you fat? No, impossible.
Obviously, I wouldn't tell you to throw 3 years away, but just be sure like this guy's in it with you for the right reasons, number one, and number two, or, like, do you want to marry somebody that's telling
maybe
you
need to dress up in a freak and dress and show him like, baby girl, none of this is fat, like none of this. None of maybe this you're blind because you've insulted me twice over. You said that I am fat and you said that I am blind and I cannot recognize my fatness. So
no,
you need to hate, because I feel like this is always a solution for everything, because I don't even think like talking to him, because you could talk to him and he could still end up calling her fat again. I think maybe I hate breaks as well. I don't know.
I think show him Pepe, like show him Pam.
Honestly,
get that free.
Maybe you need to get his insecurities down a bit as well, because you have that will have you doubting yourself. Like there was a time, I think one of my best friends, I think we were just talking about whatever, and he was like, "Oh yeah, babe, you're getting a bit of an auntie body." I said, "Don't ever lose your mind." I said, "Don't ever lose your mind. Who's getting an auntie body? Don't ever lose your mind. Fly beware. Don't lose your mind." And he just started laughing. He was like, "No, I can't lie. I couldn't even go through with it
because
I know you'd cuss me out." Like, yeah, you know better. Auntie body wear. Sometimes get his insecurities down. Tell him, I don't know, "Oh babe, oh, are you hard right now? Oh no, oh okay." Like, do you get what I mean? Like, you gotta make him feel like, because this is his idea of a joke, show him you two you can joke.
Also, we can play.
Let's joke together. No, I think that a size 10 is.
You're a size 10, babe. You look good, man.
Don't let him make you feel bad about the way you look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
The length of the time you've been together doesn't matter about your age, about you being 28. Listen, people getting married in their 30s.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Don't hold on to something if someone is making you feel like trash.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short, man.
Mate.
Don't. If this is something that bothers you to the extent where you felt like you need to, you know, talk about it like with somebody, I feel like definitely give it a thought. Like, is this actually
tell
the guy
his
you
mom.
Be with? Yeah, snitch. The fuck?
Guys, I feel like for most of my, I think for me in general, I'm just the kind of person I will tell your mom.
Yeah, I'll snitch on you.
I really will. I will back off my wig and tell your mom. Because that shows her that I'm desperate. That like, you've hurt me, so me backing off my wig, it shows me I'm losing my mind because you made me lose my mind.
Yeah, and I wouldn't get with a guy that doesn't respect his mom to the point where if she says go, you go. So you know, your mom should be at that point. This is like a tangent, but do you believe in that thing where who's more important, your mom or your wife? Like, who do you believe?
Wife.
Definitely. I don't know why people can say mom. Like, obviously,
well,
Your mum,
yeah,
is more
wife.
Your wife is more important, but then obviously you need the mum as backup if he's moving mad.
Yeah, like,
yeah, you need her to,
because your own mum, her important person is her husband. It's not you.
It's not you. It's true. It's true. Yeah.
No, actually, wait.
No, Nigerian women.
You know what? Yeah, because you know what is it? They say daughter, wife, mum, and I always think, yeah, and that's the order I pick it: daughter, wife, mum. Whereas some people say mum, daughter, wife, which I find is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then some people say wife, daughter, mum. And I find that's ridiculous because, okay, reason why I say that is because you are responsible for your children. Mm. Okay. Everything you do is for them before your wife.
Yeah.
Your wife, that's also her prerogative as well. And then it's you guys, because everything you do should be for the happiness of your child first, because they cannot physically live in this world without you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So then it's your child first, and then it's your partner, and then it's your mum. The reason why it's your mum last is because you're her child. Like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
She puts you first, but you cannot put her first.
You can't have to spread your wings and fly. Actually.
You know?
But yeah, sis, man, you're not fat. You're size 10. You're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him talk to you like that.
Okay, so the second dilemma. Go on, Victory.
Ooh, I'm reading. Sorry, guys. I didn't unlock my phone. Yes. Okay. So basically, I started talking to this guy at my university since December, and I got his number in September. I just didn't feel like talking to him back then. When we started talking in December, things were good and we clicked. We would chill and watch films. We didn't have sex until a couple weeks after, but things didn't change. We were still the same. We started to see each other more and people knew we were talking. He would ask me to come sleep round his and if he could sleep round mine. We went out to the cinema, but I wanted a proper date. He told me that I would get one soon, as he takes things like that seriously, so he doesn't just take anyone. Can you imagine? A couple weeks pass now and things are still dope. He tells me that he really likes me and he won't disappoint me. Then all of a sudden, things change. He goes really cold and becomes distant. We eventually talk about it and he says how he feels like we are moving too fast, and his housemate said he is ghosting too much. I got annoyed about that, but I just left it. Things are calm again, but then he switches one day when I told him that he doesn't contact me as if he likes me. Then he responds with, I'm too onto him, and he doesn't like it when people do that. He ghosts again, so I try to call him and he just airs me and stuff. And then he finally messages me saying he can't do this anymore and I'm too much. He then tells me that he's going through some serious stuff and needs space. So I thought, okay, but I'll still message him to check up on him. But apparently that's annoying too. He got more annoyed and told me he does not like me anymore. When I finally won him round to come over and talk, he tells me how he's in trouble with the police and that I didn't give him space. He told me he didn't like me, but I can tell that he doesn't mean it and he still cares. I've tried to let him go, but I just want him back. He told me to throw his stuff and how he doesn't want to see me because he doesn't want to lead me on, but I don't feel like he means any of this. Sis, babe.
Darling.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to speak to sound patronising. You sound like you're in uni, I'm assuming, so... Listen, whatever he's telling you, believe it. Believe it.
Straight
Don't let a man try kill you. Because if you try and read between whatever lines he's giving you... Did he say the police came because of her? What?
He said that he's having problems with the police because she won't leave him alone.
No, how can you have problems with the police because I won't leave you alone? Am I a criminal? What? Are you an accessory to a murder? Get out.
I'm sorry, yeah, but babe...
His housemate said he's ghosting too much. And what's your business?
What's that got to do with you?
What's your business? Am I withholding rent or what? What's going on that you can't...
Wait, what did she say? She said, he tells me how he's in trouble with the police and that I didn't give him space. Okay, he's not blaming her for the police thing, but he's just saying he needs space. Fam, how many times does a guy have to tell you, no, let's just move on.
Him enough space. In fact, give him so much space at the point where you are in two different countries. Everywhere.
Move.
Give him space at the point where you don't give him eye contact when you walk past him. Because he does not want... Don't lie to yourself, babe. And say that, oh, you don't think... No, babe.
He doesn't want you.
Believe someone when they tell you, okay? He's not into you. Because then you're holding on to something, like, he's saying you're too onto him. Then don't be onto him anymore. That's it. Disappear from the picture.
And he's told you more than once, babe. You're letting this guy do you anyhow. You're only doing yourself. Personally, my thing is, right, I've always said this. If a guy really likes you, fam, when guys like you, they do a lot. They go hard for you. You wouldn't even have to ask for all this effort, fam. He'll just be doing it. In fact, it would be too much if a guy really likes you. So, if he's not doing all of this... And he's airing, he's saying to you, I don't like you anymore. Throw my stuff away. Sis, just
burn
take
his
it.
Stuff.
Take the L and go.
Burn his stuff.
Take it out and go.
Do what you have to do to get over it, okay?
Literally, stop holding on.
If he tells you that, oh yeah, what's it called? We're going too fast. Someone that hasn't taken you out on a date is telling you you're going too fast. Going too fast where? We haven't gone anywhere.
He said I take dates seriously. I don't want to take anyone. That's red flag number one.
Did I say let's go to the shop?
Yeah.
Did I say let's go
take me on holiday?
Wheel? Did I say let's go Morocco? I said come on day. Cinema. Don't cost. Okay, it's a bit expensive. But it's not that expensive.
No. He took her cinema and she was like, oh, she wants like a sit down date. And he said that's serious. What's the difference between sitting down in Frankie's and Benny's to eat chocolate?
Creams is only like £5 per person.
Take me to Nando's. Do something. You're saying, I take it very seriously.
He's chatting shit to you.
He doesn't like
Maybe he's hiding a girlfriend or what, because he doesn't want to be seen in these places and the cinema is dark. I don't get it. Babe, let him go. Drop him like a hot pocket. Yeah. Drop him like a plate of hot jollof rice. Just drop him.
And the thing that's worse is that she did say that, you know, it was after they had sex that all these things started happening. Like, babe, take the hint. This guy...
It was fine for a while and then he started going off.
Oh yeah, wait, we didn't have sex until a couple of weeks after, but things didn't change. Oh yeah, we were still the same. Okay, so it wasn't about the sex. Maybe, you know what, yeah, in my experience anyways, sometimes guys wake up and they lose their mind.
Like,
yeah, they lose their mind. I know what, I can't even blame person for that.
You know what, you can't force yourself.
You can't force yourself on somebody, but when... I can't even cuss this guy, babe, because he told you. He hasn't tried to hint you.
He told you explicitly.
And you're still holding on. You're saying, I don't believe him. Sister, what don't you believe?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, I'm sorry, babe, but no. You're doing yourself.
Believe him.
He's not lying, babe.
His housemate said he's ghosting. Believe that one too. All of them, just believe them.
Wait, do you know the arrant audacity to say that to me? My housemate's so... What's that got to do with me? Why are you telling me?
Your mom? What do you mean?
They say I'm ghosting too much. I don't understand.
Listen, I think he just felt like that was his last resort.
I don't think his housemate said that. I think he just lied and said that, because I couldn't, as a housemate, imagine me living with you saying you, I don't like the fact that you're always going out with that boy. You should even slap me to ask me if I'm mad. Like, am I okay?
That's, I'm trying to imagine it, you know. That's like me saying something, because all my, well, not all of them, but like, I think three of my housemates, I live in a house full of six people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All unspeak though, you know. Yeah. So three of them have boyfriends, and like, they spend the time with their boyfriends, whatever. But that's like me saying, oh, I never see you. You're always with your man.
Okay,
always
so?
Okay, get a man then.
Get your life. Imagine.
That housemate should get a girlfriend. Move, man. What do you know me from?
No. But like, babe, you definitely need to let go. Like, you know what? I'm going to share with you guys right now. I've been there where I've not let a guy go. And my friend, shout out to Toby, my friend, she's been like, are you stupid? Like, after a while, she started to get angry at me, because it's like, you're telling, leave this boy alone. And I'll just be like, no, but no. Babe, no.
Yeah, you have, I've to had let friends like that as well. Where I've, like, they'll hold on because they're oh, but I really like him. Oh, and like, he's done, and he's so nice.
Yeah,
and
he's so nice.
Fuck
and
that.
And he's not normally like this. I think he's just going through
fuck
shit.
That.
No, fuck that. And the difference fuck is, with that. At least with this guy, yeah, he would come back. He would, like, after a while, he'd come back and apologize. This man is telling you go. Like, he's telling you leave
me alone.
No, babe. I really feel like
I don't want to be rude, but he's basically begging you.
He's begging you to leave him.
Let him be.
And don't let
him. He won't be the last guy that will like you in the world.
Girl, I don't know you, but
you know
I'm
how
sure
many men there are in the world? Listen, he will not be the first. He's not the last.
You're
still young, I'm sure. You sound like you're in uni, so you're still young.
You're still young.
You still have time to find love. Listen, take this as a lesson. Take this L as a lesson. And just move on.
And when it might happen, when
he might come to
holler
back, boy.
Yeah, tell him to go and find himself.
Tell him where.
Bye.
Listen.
But don't him.
Listen, this is another one of my agendas. Say no to holler back boys. This is one thing I hate. I've only gone back once to one guy before, and I regretted it so much because it was a waste of my time. Mm. Don't go back. If you're the one that ended things, don't go back. Reason-wise, because your judgment was correct in that exact moment. So if you go back on it, that means you think your judgment is wrong.
Yeah, you're calling yourself a dickhead, basically.
Basically. Mm. I think hollaback boys, listen, hell no.
And even if it was them, unless they have a valid reason, let's say your mum died or something really significant happened in your life, yeah, for you to want space, okay. But if it was just because you weren't feeling me and then now you're feeling me again, are you mad?
Listen, don't feel me anymore.
I've moved on.
I'm
sorry.
Feeling myself. I have enough feeling.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, you can't just come. And I feel like one tweet opened my eyes. I can't remember who tweeted it, but whoever you are, she said something like, oh, boys don't come back, yeah, because they... Like, a lot of boys don't come back because they miss you. It's mostly because they're coming back to what's comfortable. Mm-hmm. They're coming back to the girl that took their shit. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because the world has shown them that you're a dickhead and nobody wants you. So they're going back. Who was that one girl that let me walk all over her?
Who was that one that liked me no matter what?
Yeah.
And you know another thing is, I think as girls, we like to take solace in the fact, in the opinion that... what's it called? That guys always regret losing that one girl. Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't, you know.
They don't give a fuck.
Oh, I saw one tweet, yeah. It burnt me, my soul.
Guys, listen. That guy doesn't care about you. He doesn't think, oh, yeah, that girl, I did dirty. He doesn't.
He's sleeping, fam. He's
so
beating.
Peacefully.
He's having fun.
He's even in love now. Now he's even in love. Listen, and he is okay.
He's okay. Just let it go.
You too. You be okay. You will be okay. You may not feel like you're going to be okay now, but you will be okay.
I was looking, you know, the same guy that I went back to that I let rubbish me. I went on his Twitter for, I lost my mind, decided to go and pre him, yeah. And I saw one tweet on his TL. He didn't tweet it, he retweeted it, but it still hurt me. He said, glowing up won't make me miss you. And I said, yeah, hello, Mio, with Daryl. I was like, wow. I choked a little bit, you know. It's like he messaged it to me. It's like he said, victory, yeah. Listen, you could be peng now, I don't care. It's like, babe, sometimes just wash your hands. That's when I washed my hands, because I was like, you know what? He said, glowing up will not make me miss you. Oh, this year, you know, flexing on my ex.
Fuckboy glow.
No, just let it go.
I wanna capture a picture post fuckboy glow just once. But the thing is, I've never dated a fuckboy.
So
I'm still out here waiting. There was a point, yeah. I think I spoke about the guy that lied on me, yeah, and I was like, oh, I was so pissed off. And I was like, I'm gonna post a post fuckboy glow, because I was looking so pink. You know, the thing is, yeah, I've clocked after every time I end things with someone, I look so pink afterwards. I don't know if I'm letting go of
it's
all,
true, no,
like,
too.
The drama, not even because I didn't have drama, but it's just me of pretending to like you or
stress,
whatever. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm glowing, bitch. That KLB glow, shout out to KLB,
yeah,
you know. So I was just thinking, yeah, I made the right decision.
Definitely. I think this babe should really leave this guy.
Leave him.
He's just not that into you. He's not worth it. You're probably like, you need to, and don't let it affect your self-esteem, because that's happened to me where I thought like, oh, because this boy, there's something wrong with me. Maybe yeah. I'm too this, I'm too that. Like, no. At the end of the day, yeah, whatever, he doesn't want you because he doesn't want you. Maybe there's a next babe. Maybe there's not a next babe. The problem, just work, focus on you.
Anything and that you want to change in yourself, let it be because you want to change it for you, not yourself. Because you want to fit the ideal that you think he wants.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, that can change all the time. Like I say, my preference in guys can change all the time.
Yeah.
However, if I want a guy, I want that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So with you as well, his preference can change all the time, but if he wants you, he would have had you.
Unless say, you do switch up yourself and you come back looking bum as hell, you might even realize that, fam, what did I see in this guy?
Mate,
because you realize that
sometimes I'll be up at night thinking about all the L's I've taken.
Yeah, and you're thinking, why did I even go there? Was
you
I blind?
Even begged me? Do you know what? Yeah, that'll be good. You know, you go to go text your girl, like, oh, how can you let me?
How dare
why
you?
Why did you let me?
Do
this? Like, you actually you even encouraged me. Now, this is a joint effort. This was me and you together.
We're
because you encouraged
L.
me.
Because you really did that. But yeah, I feel like that girl. Oh yeah, and also she said one bit, this is the one that spun me. She said, he said that he's going through some serious stuff in this space. So I thought, okay, I'll still message him to check up. I feel like I've done that before. I've been that girl where it's like, even though he says he needs space, let me try and show him that I still care. Let me still be that
nurturing.
No, he wants space. Leave him. Okay,
let him
bye.
Have his space. All give him breeze. So much space. Give him Mars. Give him everything. Give him all the space in the world. Listen.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, girl.
Okay, so the next dilemma is... Hi girls, I'm always so interested to hear your take on various situations in your Asking for a Friend segment, so I want to see how you'd respond to my dilemma. I'm in my final year of uni, 21 years old in brackets, and have got plans to start my PhD in biophysics in September. Go girl!
Yes!
Meaning I'll be based in London for at least 3 more years. In January, me and my course girls were at the pub and we linked with a group of guys from our uni. They had a friend who was visiting from Spain with them and we spent the entire day chatting. We exchanged numbers and linked 2 more times before he went home. Since he's been back in Spain, we've continued talking and have basically spoken non-stop for 2 months now. My dilemma is, can we really make it work when we literally live in different countries? Neither of us can move to be with the other right now, and I'm not about to sacrifice my degrees / career for a man or a relationship. What are your opinions on long-distance relationships? Should I kill it now before we go any further? Cheers. P.S. I made sure I didn't use the word almost. Haha, that's for Sam, by the way. Sam can't pronounce almost. So, what do you think?
I've always said I don't think long-distance relationships can work.
Why not?
Mostly because I'm very, I want to see you, I want to touch you, I want to be with you.
Like your love language, physical touch.
Yeah, physical touch is one of my love languages. I want to be around you, spending time. What's it called? What's the one that's spending time?
Quality time.
Quality time, yeah. Those two, like, I need to see you, I need to be around you. So it can't work for me. And also, I'm one of those people that, God, I overthink
quite. You're cheating.
Yeah, you know, might not even be cheating, yeah. But it might just think, like, I'll be thinking in my head, like, oh, Am I messaging him too much? Am I not messaging him enough? Should I call him tonight? Should I not? Like, I'll start to feel
doing
guilty.
Most,
yeah, especially if I'm busy, I'll start to feel guilty. Do you know what I mean? So, no, it's just too much unnecessarily stress. What do you think?
She said it's only been 2 months, and I feel like you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Because this is a thing that I think a lot of girls do as well. We put all our eggs in one basket. We think, oh, yeah, I'm talking to this guy, and, you know, it's going really great. But, you know, the thing is, yeah, it may be 2 months now, but 2 months and one day you find out, I don't know, he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't, like, in putting all your eggs in one basket, it leaves you vulnerable to being hurt.
Yeah.
Especially if it wasn't, if you're not on the same page. Okay, so even though he may say he likes you and all of that, and I hate, you know, things we actually have to doubt people, and it's jarring as fuck having to doubt people.
So annoying.
But you have to protect yourself.
Okay.
Yep, self-care. It's part of self-care to protect yourself from getting hurt. So 2 months in, you're still talking. There's nothing like set in stone. You shouldn't be thinking about long-distance relationship. You should think about if it's even going to last, like just now.
Yeah.
Because all this talking is all great and stuff, but you can talk for 2 months and then you're just tired of talking after a while.
Yeah.
Like, you get tired of talking. Like, okay, I can't bother to talk to this guy.
And that happens
eventually. It happens.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be thinking about long-distance relationships. And my opinion on them, I think they can work. Reason being because, okay, physical touch isn't one of my love languages.
What are yours?
Quality time isn't one of my love languages.
Oh, wow. I know yours is gift giving, bitch.
Listen, no, I'm bare flicking my hair. No, but it's gift receiving and acts of service.
Oh, yeah.
So I prefer you do stuff for me or give me gifts. And it's not even like, oh, it sounds really materialistic to say give me gifts, but I like thought out gifts. I like gifts where people are like, oh, I thought of you and I got you this kind of thing. And I like giving them as well. So I'm like, I love giving out thoughtful gifts. Like if I know you like this, that, blah, 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 I'll look to see how I can get this. Is like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. So it's personal.
Yeah. So I like gifts like that as well. So I know people see it as like, oh yeah, she's a typical Nigerian girl. She likes gifts and shit. No, cause I'm not really good at accepting gifts. So it's a complicated situation.
Yeah.
But with long-distance relationship, I read something somewhere, I think, and maybe it was a tweet or something, but it was like, people's biggest issue about long-distance relationship because they think the guy might be cheating or the person might be cheating. And I just think, well, he could cheat while you're in the same city as well. Like, he could cheat wherever he wants
cheat
to.
Next door, B.
He could cheat. Like, you guys could live in the same house and he could be cheating.
Yeah.
So for that to be the biggest issue for you, clearly you just don't like being alone. Like, that's basically it.
Yeah, because okay.
If you think cheating is your biggest issue, then clearly you haven't been in a long distance relationship that's worthwhile then.
Yeah.
Because for me, my biggest issue would be communication. Like you said, communication would be my biggest issue because I'd be thinking, oh, what if it's like 2 a.m. over there? I can't speak to him now or this, that. And do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So with that, I don't know. I think your two options, the two options you gave was that kill it now or see what, or... She said, do I kill it now or... One second. She said, do I kill it now before we go any further? I think you should just go with the flow. I know we hate the term go with the flow and I use it quite a lot. Like, I like going with the flow because I don't... If it doesn't last long enough, then...
I disagree. Don't go with no flows. We'll just be flowing for time.
No. Listen, don't let a guy tell you go with the flow. Because he's trying to swindle you, okay? Yeah. When I say go with the flow, I mean, I just want to, like... We need to see if we're going to last long enough versus be like, oh, this is still very honeymoonish. Like, oh, if you like him and he's so cute and, oh, my God, I love it when he gets a trim and shit like that.
Yeah,
you get what I mean?
Still cute. Mm.
But, that's only me going with the flow. I like to see, you know, if we can test the waters.
Like, babe, I'm sorry, but when she said, yeah, I don't want to sacrifice, like, don't even dare. You don't buy a physics,
bitch, PhD.
I will flog you.
Don't the only do rubbish. B you need is that D and PhD, babe.
I will flog you. Don't try that. But I get it. Like, I personally, I don't agree with Jamila. I don't think she should go with no flow. I feel like... Talk to him like he's a pen pal. Like, you know, chat to him, yo, hi, how's your day? But don't put all your eggs in one basket, definitely. Like, you know, if you're out, if you see a guy, still chat to him. Still, don't feel like you're taking... Girl, you're single.
You are single.
You are single.
Single.
You're single.
Like a dollar bill, babe. You are single like a pound coin.
You're doing your thing. Do your thing. If he pops back over, if there's any time, like, maybe he's coming for the summer or something, then maybe link up,
you
see
know,
what happens.
See how that goes.
But don't
be thinking like, long-term.
Yeah, don't be thinking long-term because you've got shit going on. And come exam season and stuff, when you've got stress going on, like, when life happens, yeah, it will put a strain on your relationship. So you need to put all of that into consideration. Right now is honeymoon season. Everything's good. You both have free time, but the moment life happens to you lot,
don't put your eggs all in one basket. This is something I say to my best friend a lot because she has a habit of doing that. She puts all her eggs in one basket. And I was like, listen, it's still very, very early days. Like, you need to see if it's going to last. You need to see if he fits your standards kind of thing. And I always say, have standards. Do not let go of your standards because this guy happens to be interested in you. No, fuck that. Let him meet those standards first and then see where you can compromise on that. Because I don't compromise on my standards at all. That's something I will never do. If I want this, I want that, I will never say, oh yeah, well, he's kind of cute, so I'll let it go. No, that's one of my standards. You are cute. That's my standard there.
Yeah.
If you can't meet that standard, don't.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with that. And I feel like I've definitely switched, like, you know, I've settled and I don't know why I've done that because why, but I feel like when I do it, when the times when I've done it, by the time I've realized, I feel like I'm already stuck in it and it's like, what do I do?
Now I've settled in a sense kind of like that, but only because I already settled in compatibility because I thought maybe we could be compatible.
Growing to like someone is cancelled.
Yeah, guys, don't do it. Yeah,
don't grow.
Someone finally, I don't know who it was. I think it was one of my male friends that basically you made me see the light and realize, well, yeah, no, growing to like it's not the one.
It's not, man.
You got to be attracted to them first. And I know it sounds really shallow, but yeah, I'm a shallow person, so yeah, I don't give a fuck.
If you're not feeling him from the get-go, there's a reason. Like, just know. And I know it seems a bit weird because I know there are times where you grow to like somebody, like it happened. But I feel like at this age, I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to meet someone and be like, I shouldn't. I ain't saying shit, I just look at you
like saying damn.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, he is buff.
And I don't want no one to settle for me either, by the way. Like, don't do that because I don't need you to. There's niggas that want me, so don't settle for me.
Hey, make savage. Sure,
shut up, Jamila. Savage. But just make sure.
Oh, I'm trying to get in like victory, mate.
Jamila's pissing me off. But yeah. But this girl, I feel like you're so popping. I think you're doing great things. Don't let...
You are smart. Yeah. You are educated. You are on job. You are... Listen, you're 21 years old. I'm about to be a PhD. Girl, you better.
Yeah.
You
no
better.
Spanish guys. The Spanish stallion.
Listen,
do nothing.
Listen. Listen, do you know how many Spanish guys there are in the world?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Girl.
Especially where you're going. Do you have money makers? Does he even have money? Like, you have to think of...
Listen, standards.
Standards.
Have your standards, mate.
Yeah. Just see how it goes. But I would say just make sure he's just a friend, man. You're not in a relationship. It's not long distance. You just got someone that lives in Spain that you chat to. That's
sometimes.
It. Yeah.
Might send him nudes, but it doesn't matter because he's still not your man.
He's still not your man. Yeah, definitely. That's how I'd see it. But you know what's funny as well, actually? I've always thought that when you have a long-distance relationship, at what point... How do you make it official? Because you know, in person, right? You know, maybe you have one date that you realize, yeah.
I propose that you're my man.
Is that what, Jamila? I can see you saying that. You know?
I'm joking.
I can actually see you saying that. But no. At what point would you say? Because you're literally just texting. So,
well, I mean, it will be FaceTime and like stuff like that. But you just be like, well, it's me and you now.
And how do you do sex?
Listen, I've never experienced phone sex in my life, and I don't want to. And yeah. I know, like, I think there was one time where a guy tried to like initiate phone sex with me, and I was just like, "What is this?" Like, I would have just started laughing because I was like, "No, don't do this, please, no!" Like, what? I can't talk dirty. Like, I can't talk
See,
dirty.
That's the one I don't know. Like, talking that my friend, she told me that she experienced it, and she was like, "It's calm, like it's fun," and she was kind of telling me about it, and I cringe out very quickly, but. I didn't really feel that cringed out because I kind of understood it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. And she was kind of saying, like, it kind of brings them, like, brought them closer. He turned out to be a dickhead anyways, but the point was, like, it was fun.
She exposed herself.
Yeah, yeah, and she enjoyed it. And I don't feel, and she wasn't ashamed to talk about it. And yeah, I feel like there's a lot of shame in phone sex, but I don't think you should be ashamed about it. I think it's fun.
Listen, I have a potty mouth. I have a very big potty mouth. So I'm,
yeah,
like,
Jamila does.
I like nasty lyrics and I like all of that, yeah. But when it comes down to phone sex, I'm just like, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think I just sound stupid. I'm like yeah, come on, yeah. No. So like a dickhead, fam. What are you doing?
I will just start laughing, like, yeah. Like, you know, all this, oh yeah, you like that, yeah. I'm thinking like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? Shut up.
It could be nice though. Actually, no, let me shush because I don't know who's listening to this. But yeah, anyways, yeah. Phone sex, yeah, lit.
Okay, well, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me, Victory.
I'm so excited.
So you guys know the drill. Send your dilemmas to pinkmattercontact@gmail.com or curiouscat.me/thepinkmatter. And don't forget, on Wednesdays, we listen to Pink Matter.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.